In this podcast, you're going to learn the invisible part of your podcast marketing that is probably repelling new listeners without you ever knowing about it.
Whoa, what do you mean by that? Welcome to Why Your Podcast Isn't Growing, a podcast helping coaches, experts, business owners, or independent podcasters who want to do this full time gain clarity around why your podcast isn't growing as fast as you'd like and learn the steps you need to fast-track slow and steady growth to gain thousands of new, highly engaged listeners.
Hello, and welcome back to Why Your Podcast Isn't Growing. I'm Tig O'Shea.
I'm Anthony Buoneri.
Oggi vamos descubrir por qué su podcast no está creciendo.
Dude, what the hell does that mean?
Well, Anthony, this is what your listeners hear when you as a podcast host are talking to them and you're not matching their level of awareness.
It
sounds like a different language. It goes right over your heads. You think you're resonating, but you're actually on a total different frequency. And today we're going to unpack that. And this is a sneaky little devil because it's very easy to do. It's very hard to notice, I would say. Would you agree?
I would completely agree, yeah. Yeah, evident by the struggles of... the struggles of a lot of podcasters who are unaware that this is actually a struggle. So the funny thing is, right, you could be marketing your podcast and doing all the right stuff, promoting your on social media, creating incredible content, all the traditional stuff that you should be doing in order to try and grow your show. But if you literally don't communicate and market your podcast in a way that meets your audience where they're at, they completely ignore and brush off your promotion as something that's irrelevant. When they look at your episode titles, they brush off as something irrelevant for them. And it's because of this, again, sneaky little trick to tie, because you break it down to me, because right now we're speaking in mumbo jumbo.
Okay, so what we're really talking about here is levels of awareness in marketing. And let's paint a picture as best we can. Maybe if you're listening, you're already familiar with this. Most people are not, so let's just take it from the top. Quick explanation will show exactly how it relates to podcasting and how you actually might be repelling listeners. So imagine a triangle, just like a pyramid, just a nice equal triangle. Now flip it upside down. So the flat side is at the top, you've got the point at the bottom. Now break it into rows. So obviously you've got a big row right at the top and you've got a tiny row at the bottom, like where the sides come together to make the point, right? Now imagine you have 100 members of your audience. So for us, just 100 podcasters, right? We're going to put them into tiers, into these rows. Now, at the top row, where the majority of an average market, so where if we've just got 100 podcasters at random, 70 of them or so might fit into the top row, which is completely unaware. So obviously our podcast helps podcasters grow. These people are unaware that their podcast even has a problem in the first place, right? So they're certainly not, they would never stumble across our podcast because they're not even looking for it. They're not looking for ways to grow. They're not looking for why their show isn't growing, right? Then we have the next layer. So again, much less people now, a lot less than 70. I'm not going to try and do the proportions, but let's just say it's a minority at this point. They're problem aware. So they are aware that their podcast isn't growing or that it's an issue that they're not growing as fast as they're like, right? So think about what they might be searching, what they might be aware of. They might be looking for things like how to grow your podcast. Why isn't my podcast growing? Things like that, right? But they're not really aware of any more than that. They're not solution aware. So they don't know that the solution is things like podcast SEO or fixing your retention and all these things that we speak about, right? But the next layer down does. So an even smaller minority of the original 100 will not only be problem aware and aware that their podcast isn't growing, but they'll actually be solution aware. So they understand that maybe they need to use social media to grow, or maybe they need to guest on other podcasts. Or maybe if they're really solution aware, they might think, okay, I need to make my intros better and hook people in. And then we have even smaller, so the right at the bottom group, where there's only an average of 3 people out of 100, is they're completely aware that you're the solution, your product, like they are in tune with your product, so your podcast, and they know that you are the solution to provide the solutions. So in this case, this would be our most loyal listeners who tune in every week and know that we can actually help them with solutions like podcast SEO, right? And then there's also the layer of just being product aware, like the solution aware, they're aware of our podcast existing. But those ones, they're not really too relevant in this example. The main thing that you have to think about right now is most of your target audience, the people you would like to reach, most of them are not even aware that they have a problem that you're helping them with, that you can help them with. So they won't ever stumble across your podcast just because they're not looking for it, right? And then a minority, they're problem aware. So let's stick with our example. They're podcasters and they're looking for ways to grow, but they're not solution aware, right? So what does that mean? It means that if we, and this is where it gets very, this is exactly how you're repelling people. If we're talking about things like how to grow with podcast SEO, how to fix your retention time, yeah, that's going to intrigue people who are, hopefully, if you're listening right now and you've been listening to the show, you know these things as solutions, right? So that might intrigue you. But to someone new that's only just realized their podcast isn't growing, which again, remember, is a bigger camp of people, that stuff is just going to fall on deaf ears. That is going to be like us talking Portuguese to you right now, right? It's just not going to hit home. We could be saying the juiciest information, but you just don't know that this is applicable to you yet. You don't know this is relevant. You don't know that you haven't made the link in your head between your podcast not growing and podcast SEO being a solution. So if we go and make the name of our show, the Podcast SEO Show, most people that know they have a problem with growing their podcast, they're just going to walk right past it, right?
Because they're not solution aware, right? And that's the issue. People are marketing to their audience and meet them at the wrong level. Mm. You know, just because you know the solution to your audience's problems doesn't mean that they're aware of the solution. If you're a coach, we all know this. If you're a coach, most of your clients come to you thinking that there's an issue with X, Y, and Z, but they're not aware that an actual issue is something completely different.
Yeah.
They're just experiencing the symptoms and we're given the diagnosis, but they don't know that yet. So we have to kind of, our job as marketers is to take our listeners from completely unaware all the way down to product aware or podcast aware. So I love that, Tug. I think you gave a really good example there in terms of, for me, I'm clarifying my thoughts as I'm talking right now. And that does screw so many people over because it's almost like you are just speaking to an empty void. Like you could have the best podcast for the perfect audience, but if you're marketing your show in terms of how you promote on social media, in terms of what problems you talk about, in terms of the actual episode titles, and in terms of your show name, you're going to attract far less people than if you were just like helping people and meeting people where they're at. So for us, why your podcast isn't growing. So Tug, I guess with the title, Why Your Podcast Isn't Growing, with the show name, Why Your Podcast Isn't Growing, where are we meeting our audience?
We're meeting them at the second biggest level. We can't meet them. We have to remember that the majority of people are always unaware, and that's fine. And that's why, you know, we're never going to have probably a million listeners, because just not everyone that has a podcast is going to know that they need to grow up, right? So we have to just throw away that level. We're not trying to talk to people that are unaware. We're always trying to, or for the most part, we're trying to meet people where they're at in the next biggest camp, which is being aware that their podcast isn't growing and being aware that they need to grow it, but again, not really knowing much further than that. And so this is what makes Why Your Podcast Isn't Growing, if I do say so myself, a quite effective name, because it meets the biggest amount of people who are looking for content like this where they're at, right? It's a nice entry point for people. Whereas again, on the other hand, if we called our show the Podcast SEO Show, or if we said it's something like, you don't have a growth issue, you have a retention issue.
Or if we call it something like the Anthony and Tig Show.
Yeah. Hey? Well, that's even worse, right? That's like super niche. That's like, that one is like only for people that are product aware, right? And they even know that we exist. So yeah, that one would be like complete opposite end terrible, right? And if we called it the Podcast SEO Show, that would be not terrible, but it would just alienate a lot of relevant listeners, because we're just speaking about something that, again, I haven't made the link with yet. So hopefully this is making sense. This is obviously a fairly high level concept compared to...
Better promote on social media.
I was going to say, you know what? Like, actually, I think a lot of our listeners they might already know this stuff, but I think we just have to, again, we have to meet people where they're at, and we know that for some people, this will be new. So for you, take a bit of a stock check of your front-facing podcast asset. What I mean by that is, the things that people see before they actually are a listener. So I'm talking about your show name, your cover art, your episode titles, even your show notes, but that's a lot at once. Are these things geared towards people that don't necessarily know as much as you about the subject? Or are they geared towards people that know they have a problem and that's it? Because if they're geared towards people that know they have a problem, then you're doing the best you can to attract as much of your target market as possible. But if you're gearing it to people that are solution aware, then you're actually losing out on a lot of listeners. And most importantly, and this brings us back to the whole point of this episode, you're repelling listeners invisibly. Because you're throwing away, you're turning away perfectly good listeners at the door because you're saying something that they're just not ready to hear yet, or that you're writing something that they're not ready to read yet.
And a perfect example would be this current episode title. We didn't say, how you not marketing at the right levels of awareness is causing slow and steady growth. We didn't say that because we know that levels of awareness, most podcasters aren't aware of what that is, or aren't even aware that's going to be a problem that they're going through, or aren't aware that's a solution that they should be thinking about. So they dismiss it as irrelevant to them. So we have to think of a creative way of still grabbing your attention and then giving you what you need, knowing what we're talking about. And so let me explain. Instead of and how marketing at the wrong level of awareness is affecting your podcast, we just went with the visible part of your podcast marketing that is repelling new listeners, because it's a lot more intriguing.
But yeah,
it is a lot more intriguing. If we could say that to any podcaster, and they're going to be likely to want to click on it and be like, yeah, that sounds, I'm interested in that. Let's see what this is all about. So again, really think to yourself when you're creating your titles and your front-end assets with the social media, how are you talking about your podcast, and how can you meet your audience where they're at? Instead of saying, you know, how to use this ketogenic diet to change your life, just say this weird new diet that can help you lose weight.
That's a great example, actually. That's a very stark contrast, right? People that want to lose weight but don't know about the ketogenic diet, they're not going to listen to a ketogenic diet episode, but they are going to listen to an episode that's going to help them lose weight. Now, the actual thing is, the reality is, it's the same episode, right? Both episodes about the ketogenic diet. But how we attract people to that episode, there's a difference in where we're meeting them.
I love that. And the good thing about this is, when you meet people at the higher, you know, at the top of the pyramid, you're going to get the people at the bottom as well anyways, right? Like with the whole ketogenic diet thing, if you just said, oh, how to use this ketogenic diet to lose weight, you're only going to get a small portion of people. But if you said this weird new way to lose weight, you're going to get the people who are into ketogenic diet and looking to lose weight, and also the people who are completely unaware that ketogenic diet is a thing. So you're always much better meeting your audience where they're at, because when you're marketing on social media, it becomes far more effective. When you have your episode titles, they're far more likely to convert. When you talk about specific topics in your episodes, they're far more likely to resonate. When you get high-profile guests onto your show, or when you guest on other people's podcasts and you promote your own podcast, that's also far more likely to attract
a whole
them.
New amount of, you unlocked a whole new portion of that audience that can now be interested, right? Because you're now speaking their language. You're resonating on their frequency.
That right there is the invisible part of your podcast marketing that is repelling new listeners.